Welcome to Work From Your Happy Place, the podcast that equips you with the tools, know-how, and motivation to live your dreams and find your happy place. Be sure to sign up for our free weekly newsletter for a recap of the week's guests and a preview of what's in store. To sign up, simply text the word happy place with no space to 33444. Now, it's my pleasure to introduce the host of Work From Your Happy Place, Belinda Ellsworth.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Work From Your Happy Place. I'm your host today, Belinda Ellsworth, and I am so excited about our show today. I have Carrie Charlick with me. Carrie is the CEO and founder of Essential Bodywear, located in Commerce Township, Michigan, and specializing in women's bodywear. Created in 2003 by Carrie and her friend, Essential Bodywear's goal is to make bra shopping fun and exciting with a high level of service that uplifts and supports women. Headquartered in Commerce Township, Essential Bodywear is a women-owned $3.5 million company with employees and currently over 400 independent representatives in 35 states. With 85% of women wearing the wrong size and style bra, their certified bra fit specialists have struck a chord with women throughout the country. In 2010, Essential Bodywear was awarded as Michigan 50 Companies to Watch. It is my pleasure to welcome Carrie to our show.
Hi, Belinda. Thank you so much for having me.
Yes, this is exciting. So why don't you just take a moment and sort of fill in this bio and just tell us a little bit more about yourself and more importantly, about this journey on how you got here.
Oh, absolutely. Well, I am also a wife, a mother of three children, and like you said, an entrepreneur. I've been married to my husband, Peter, for 27 years. I have three kids in college. I have Alex, Matthew, and Katie, two boys, one girl. My oldest is starting grad school in the fall. And my middle one, he's attending medical school. And my baby, my daughter, is going off to the University of Michigan starting this fall. So I've always had a passion for being an entrepreneur since I was a child. I had an older sister who did not like to go door-to-door selling Girl Scout cookies. And so I was little. I was probably like 5 or 6. And she used to take me to sell Girl Scout cookies with her. She would stand at the driveway by the mailbox and she would send me up to the house and I would sell Girl Scout cookies for her. And I loved doing it. I loved going door to door. I enjoyed it. And so by the time I was in 5th grade, I started my own stationery company and I went door to door selling stationery. You could always say I had a bug for being in sales and doing my own thing. So after college, I went to work for a stationery company called Color Book Paper Products. You may have heard of them. They're out of Michigan as well.
Yes, I have actually.
They were fabulous. I love that company. I was their assistant national sales manager, and I worked mostly with the large key accounts, and I loved that job. I loved what I did. I loved meeting with the buyers of the big department stores and stuff. And then Peter and I got married, and we moved out of the Ann Arbor area and moved over closer to the Detroit area. So then I went to work as the opposite of what I was doing with Color Book. And I went to work for Mr. Bulky's Treats and Gifts, and I was a buyer. So then I went into buying for, I think at the time they had like 170 stores. And I did their merchandising and I did the inventory control. I learned a lot along that way, along that path. And then I got a job offer that I couldn't refuse, where I was a road sales rep in the gift industry. Again, all this stuff is in the gift industry, where I had half the territory of Michigan. So I had half the state of Michigan, and I had 35 different lines they carried, and I called on gift and specialty stores throughout eastern Michigan. And I did that until my oldest was born, and I really wanted to be a stay-at-home mom. So I thought, and I enjoyed, don't get me wrong, I really enjoyed staying home with him, but you always have that kind of bug, you know, to do something. So then after my second child was born, I decided to get a side gig that I just to make some extra money, get out of the house, take the family on vacations, buy new furniture for the home we just built. And so I started a business where I had a hot foil stamping machine. And back in the day, that was really when Creative Memories was really big. And so I started going to their weekend retreats, their scrapbooking weekend retreats. And I'd bring my machine with me and I would emboss the albums with my hot foil stamping machine. And so every weekend, Peter would be home with the kids. I was out doing this. I was making really good money. I think the machine, cost about $2,000. And I was making, typically every Saturday, I'd make about $200 to $300 working 4 to 5 hours. And at that point, I really realized I was onto something. And so coming from the manufacturing side, what did I do? I picked up the phone and I called the owner of the hot foil stamping machine and said, you got a moneymaker here. You got a great gig here for moms that want a side gig to make extra money in this scrapbooking industry. And I could see the growth in the scrapbooking industry. And so I called him and he's like, okay. He's like, I like this idea. And primarily he was in the stationery industry. So he was selling to stationery stores, gift baskets and stuff like that. So he and I went out and we tried doing a scrapbooking show out in California. And it was like a weekend consumer show. And we went, I sold 12 machines that weekend to 12 individuals, got them up and going in their businesses in Southern California, embossing the machines. And so by about 6 years later of me selling these machines and still doing my weekend events at the scrapbook shows, I sold about 500 machines. So if you think about it, I helped 500 people with their imprinting business. So that was really amazing to me that I could help that many people. There was so many other people like me looking for that kind of side gig to make extra money. So in 2003, he sent me to the mega show of all mega shows for the hobby industry. And it was out in Anaheim, California. And so we went to the show. And he told me it was the biggest show of this industry. So I was like really excited. And so we had our booth. And during the day, I was kind of just watching people walk by. They would stop by. And these are business people. They, people who own the stores. And they would come by and they would get the information on the machine. And they kind of, the women were walking back and forth. And I did notice something about the women. They had their hair done. They had their makeup done. They had cute clothing on, designer bags, cute shoes. And I noticed that they had panty lines. And I could also tell that they were wearing a poor bra because I could see the bras, you know, going up between their shoulders. Where if you know anything about bras, it should be parallel to the ground, not riding up between the shoulder blades. So that night at dinner, there was a group of us. We went out to dinner and I said to my boss, I said, I'm coming back next year and I'm selling bras and thongs. And my girlfriend was sitting with me and she's like, oh my gosh, I'm with you. So that's kind of where we got the whole idea for Essential Body Wear. And I knew that I had started 500 people in doing this side gig of embossing albums. And I'm thinking, well, gosh, if I could get 500 people into selling bras and panties via direct selling, I thought that would be really cool because most women don't go bra shopping or take that much time into going bra shopping or find it pleasant. So I'm like, let's make it fun. Let's make it into, you could have a glass of wine, be with your friends. You could go bra shopping. We would educate them on why they need a good bra and why the foundations are so important in your wardrobe. Because I always say that you can't build a wardrobe on a shaky foundation. You wouldn't build a house on a shaky foundation, nor should your wardrobe. So we came home, we talked to a few of our friends about the idea, we shared it around, and a few of my friends just said, frankly, like, Carrie, just shut up and do it. And I did. I'm like, okay, let's go for it. So we did a little bit of research. We had to find a lingerie company that we really thought had quality products. And so one night, I kind of cold called a company out in California, told them my idea, and they said, let's go for it. So my friend and I flew out to California. We met with them. We wanted to tell them what we were going to be doing because we wanted to be honest. So we weren't a brick and mortar and what we were doing with it. Got probably $600 worth of samples and went and did our first party in May. And at our very first party in May, we sold $800 worth of product. And I knew that we were onto something then. I knew that women were craving that personal attention and education of why it is so important. So at the end of 2003, we sold about $64,000 in sales. It was pretty much the two of us. We had three reps that signed on at the end of the year. So 64,000 and three reps. And then in 2004, we had 23 reps and we sold about $300,000 in sales. To date, we are at $50 million in sales since 2003. And right now, we're probably about to hit 500 reps this month. So it's very exciting.
That is very exciting. There's just a couple of things I wanted to point out about your story. And I think that sometimes you just kept always looking for, okay, what's the need here? What is the need here? You saw, you know, you were selling one product, but then you saw in the scrapbooking space that people could use this, you know, they wanted to emboss their names is what I'm guessing, or a title of that on the album. And so then that became a need. And I think sometimes people spend so much time looking for this huge idea or this idea that nobody else has done. And in reality, it is really just about finding a need, a very special need that people have, and then actually fulfilling that need. I loved that you pointed that out on numerous occasions, and I just kind of wanted to bring that to light, because I think that people that think about entrepreneurship or starting a business, they always have to feel like it needs to be unique and that nobody's done it before. But it's really about just fulfilling a need and maybe doing it better, doing it more specific than anyone else has done before.
Correct. It is finding a need and just kind of going for it. That's what I did. And I've done that all along. If you saw what I did, even when I was working for, you know, Colorbook, I forgot to mention this. When I saw that the scrapbooking industry was really growing, I picked up and called my old boss at Colorbook, and because they made the die cut notepads. And I told him, I said, you know what, you need to look in this industry. You need to look very closely at this industry. It's growing fast. And I think you could fit the niche of giving them the cute die cut, you know, shapes and stuff of their notepads. And so I guess I'm not opposed to even helping people out that I've ran through in my past. Do you know what I mean? Like,
absolutely. Just 'cause
it's giving back. It's, I still have great relationships with all of my past bosses. Even Mr. Bulky's Treats and Gifts, when I started Essential Bodywear, I sat down with him and went through like getting the finances and doing what I needed to do to grow this business, and also sat down with Colorbook as well about manufacturing overseas and stuff like that. So I so believe in keeping your network strong, because you never know.
Gosh, you never know. And you know what? That's why I always say to people, don't ever burn a bridge. I mean, oh my goodness. I don't know why people tend to do this. And when they move on, they move on. But it's really about cultivating really good relationships, because numerous people will be able to help you with a variety of things that might not be your expertise. Because just because you start a business and you have a great idea doesn't mean you know everything there is to know about that particular business.
That is so true. I'm like, and it's funny, I look at all of my past jobs that I've had, every one of them have lined me up, not knowingly that I'm going to start Essential Bodywear, but between the manufacturing experience working with, you know, Colorbook, to the buying experience working with Mr. Bulky's, being a sales rep, a road rep, and doing cold calling, everything lined me up to be where I'm at today. It's kind of funny.
I love that. And I think that people do need to build skill sets. Sometimes people will come to me and they say, oh, I've just got this passion. I want to own a florist. I'm like, well, then go work in a florist. Go work in a florist for a bit and learn all the different aspects of it. See if you, you know, create designs or help them with the ordering. Like, learn as much as you can in a short window of time to see, A, if you really do love it, and what part of it do you love, and is this a business that you want to do? And then people just look at you and go, nah. And I'm always blown away by that, actually, because it's the first advice I always give to anyone who is thinking about starting their own business, but they're really unsure. I'm like, well, go work at it. Go work there for 3 months and see what that feels like. You learn so much along the way. And then, granted, then you do make really good connections. So tell us how the business today has shaped your lifestyle.
Well, it's kind of funny. Essential Bodywear was, our goal was to make bra shopping fun and exciting for people, because most people dread doing the bra shopping. It's like getting stuck in the dressing room and that kind of stuff. And so kind of watching that grow and realize, again, that was a need and we were fulfilling it and making bra shopping fun. It has, first of all, shaped me into realizing that there's so many body images out there and people have such poor self-esteem. And that has made me more in tune with what's happening today and getting the positive body movement going. I guess you could say we were probably the first on that back in 2003. And it's made me a little bit more compassionate about women and our feelings of how it feels to be in the dressing room and looking in the mirror at themselves. And I'm going to tell you, we've had women that have looked in the mirror when I put them on the new bra and I put their shirt on them, and to see their tears come down their face is probably the most rewarding, one of the most rewarding things. But so making them look and feel good is priceless. I don't think you could put a price on that. That is amazing. But this business has also allowed me to help other women start their business where they didn't think that they were possible. They didn't think it was possible for them to do that. I had several women that have come into this business at Essential Bodywear to get into their business, and they are like, I'm not a salesperson. And I'm like, well, you don't have to be a salesperson. You just have to be kind and compassionate. Because when you're fitting a woman for a bra, it's more you're fitting her mind than you are her body, you know? And if you're just kind and compassionate, it sells itself. So that has really been eye-opening, and watching women become leaders in this industry, in our company, and watching them grow along the way, that's another priceless moment. Those are my two favorite things, is the bra that we sell and making a woman smile in the mirror, but also watching the women realize their potential in business and helping them make those steps along the way. That's been really amazing. The charitable contributions that we've made has been priceless, because if I could really go around just give away the bras, I would. That'd be a nonprofit company, though. Back in 2007, we were able to donate about 4,000 bras to an organization called Women in Need, and they are shelters. They have 5 shelters in each of the boroughs in the New York City area. And one of my employees at the time, Colleen, and I, we went from shelter to shelter and fit each one of the women living in the shelter. And we personally fit them. We measured them. We got the bra out, and we gave it to them. That will just go down forever in my memory of being one of the most amazing times of my life. It was watching them. They would hug you. They would cry. A lot of these women had left their homes in the middle of the night with nothing but whatever's on their back, and, you know, brought their children to these shelters. Some of them were recovering drug addicts that wanted to get back into the workforce. And you need a bra to go to work. I'm telling you, you can go to work without lipstick, jewelry, whatever, but you really can't go to work without a bra on. And that was amazing. Today we've kind of followed with that, and we partnered up with I Support the Girls, which is an organization that gives bras and feminine hygiene products to women's shelters, refugees, inner city schools. They go into areas, and they don't just do the United States. They do Australia. They do all over the world. And we've partnered with them that each one of our home parties, or our bra boutiques is what we call them, is where we collect gently used bras, because so many women, if you look in your drawer, you have probably about 5 to 10 bras that you are perfectly in perfectly good shape, but you just don't want to wear them. They're not your favorite, especially after we put you into our Abby bra. We have them bring those to the bra boutique, and then our reps are collecting them. And then we're giving those back to their own community, to the shelters, or if it's a refugee center, and if there's an emergency in the country, like we did last year between Texas with the hurricane and Florida with, was it Irma, Harvey, Irma, and Maria. They all hit last fall. We donated so many bras. So did I Support the Girls. And that's how we kind of met last year. And helping people out in a crisis situation too. Because again, imagine everything you're lost in your flood. You just want a bra, or you might need a box of tampons or whatever it is. This organization comes in and helps. So we're supporting that with our new program called Project Uplift, which again, I love giving back. That is one of the things that have shaped me into being a better leader and being able to give back. Because it isn't just that you're in business. You have to figure a way to give back to your communities. And to me, this is a way to give back and continue to give back.
And it's so awesome because not only are you giving back to your community, and I think a lot of people try to do that in their own community for sure, but because of all the reps that you have across the country, they're able, when someone hosts a bra boutique in their home, they're able to impact their own community, just the individual that's mm-hmm. that's hosting that event. So that rep is involved in that and gets to touch her own community. And these hosts who are just hosting a few friends over for a fun night in to help women do shopping that they absolutely hate with somebody who's qualified, and they're actually contributing to their community. So it's a win-win-win for everyone across the board, all across the country, which is pretty powerful.
It is. That is amazing. And it what it does to those people that are in those shelters. I have a story to share with you, Belinda. We did this, like I said, back in 2007. And then a few of our reps got involved in it too. And they were doing it in the Chicago area. And one of our reps in the Chicago area teamed up with a teen shelter. And she teamed up with, I think it was a Mary Kay rep. And she got a few of her other drug selling friends into it. And then they even got Kroger's to donate the food. And they had a party. And so all the girls living in this teen shelter got fitted for a bra. The bra was donated. It was given to them. They got their makeup done. I think they even had some hairstylists there. And this was all done by some amazing women in the Chicago area. So it wasn't just Essential Body Wear, it was a few other drug selling companies and some hairstylists, and then Kroger's, I think, was the food. And the next day, our rep got a personal note from a girl that received the makeover that night. And she said, "You have no idea," and I'm going to tear up even telling you the story, but I'm going to tell you, I wanted to let you know what you did last night was so kind, because last night was the night I was going to commit suicide. And you showed me that people care and there's goodness out there. And I just want to say thank you. When we read that letter at our conference that year, I don't think there was a dry eye in the room, because the little bit of kindness that we're doing can change a girl's life. And I have goosebumps telling you that story.
Wow, absolutely. I think it's all good for us to all take note of just a little bit of kindness that we have towards someone in a day. We don't know what anybody is going through in a given day. And the more kindness that we actually can show to one another and not get caught up in our own urgencies and our own challenges, and stopping to just be in a place of gratitude and being able to give back to others, maybe a little less fortunate, or even just have an understanding, compassionate heart for, you know, someone that just could be going through a really difficult day. And I just find that people get so busy and they're so focused on themselves that they lose sight of that.
Mm-hmm. I love it when they have that thing at the coffee shops where, like, you buy the coffee for the person behind you. Just I've been the recipient of that in the drive-thru at Taco Bell. Someone bought my meal, like, behind me. So then what I do, I bought the meal behind me. And it just kind of probably, hopefully, continued down that way. Just that little act of kindness.
It goes a long, long way. Mm-hmm. So what are a couple of skill sets that you think you have that have just really helped you in owning your own business?
I know this sounds like so, you know, everybody says this. I'm a people person. I truly am a people person, but I'm also an idea person. I, like you pointed out earlier, I can always see a need. I literally can come up with ideas just sitting here, I could tell you 10 ideas, but of a need that I see out there. But that's who I am. But I'm also a people person. I get out and I meet people. And I've had people say this before, like, would you consider yourself lucky? And I really don't believe in luck, but I believe that you can be a lucky person because you're just a positive person. And I truly, I guess you could even say I'm a lucky person, but I think I go through life with this really positive attitude that people can feel around me. And it was funny, yesterday I was at this big Chase event and I get called out in front of 1,200 people. They read my tweet. And so I won an Amazon Echo. I have this, I don't know, aura or something. I really do think it's just when you have positive, good vibes to give off, everybody else can feel it. But again, I'm an idea person. I'm a people person. And I believe in relationships. And I tell my ladies all the time at Essential Body Wear, we are in the relationship business. We are not here to sell a bra. We are in the relationship business because the ladies come back to us over and over again for reordering. You become their bra stylist for life. You build these long lasting relationships. And I've always done that. Belinda, I met you, I don't know how many years ago, but I believe in being connected and you can share knowledge with other people. You can help other people. We do that a lot in the direct selling industry at the DSA, the other ladies that also own direct selling companies. We work really well together and we bounce ideas off each other. But I do believe relationships are what make the world go around.
Absolutely.
My son jokes with me all the time and says, Mom, you should run for office. And I'm like, yeah, ha, ha, ha. I'm like, no.
Building relationships, it's not something that happens naturally. So there's two things that you said, and it is a skill set. So I think that people can develop that skill set if they're not born with it. It takes practice with anything. If you want to become better at it, you mm-hmm. practice and you realize the importance of it. I think that's the step one, is just like, gosh, you know, who knows where this connection is going to lead me. And then how can I best serve this person? And in doing that, other people want to serve you. And I think that brings us to that other point. And, you know, we attract what we put out. And that's just the way life goes. Mm-hmm. And the more positivity and the more things that you're sharing with other people and doing for other people, I too don't believe that that's luck. People say, oh, she was just in the right place at the right time. And I always say, if you put yourselves in enough places enough times, one of them is going to be the lucky one. You know, mm-hmm. it's the people that never put themselves out there, that never make connections, that don't go up and speak to somebody in maybe even at an event or talk to people. And consequently, those opportunities then don't present themselves to them because they're just, you attract what you put out.
Exactly.
So why don't you share with our listeners maybe one of the most outstanding accomplishments that you've received with your business or that's really meaningful for you?
Well, personally, I'm going to say raising three very smart, kind, compassionate children is probably one of my proudest moments, being a mom and watching them grow into amazing adults with so much compassion for helping others really makes me proud. That's probably one of my personal moments. And I can tell you a little story. My oldest, I don't know if you've had children go through those senioritis years where there's that, they have that senioritis. They're kind of getting ready to go off to college. They're trying to break up with you. And you know what I mean? And they're trying
yes.
I call it that. They want to break up with you so that they can go out on their own and go, I don't need my mom or my dad. And my oldest was very trying during that time. And it's funny. He never really saw the value of when he was growing up of Essential Body Wear. He would get embarrassed because the teachers would always ask him, I need to talk to your mom, you know, because they want to talk to me about getting a bra. So he just was just a typical teenage boy. And so then he went off to college and everybody has always told me as soon as they go off to college, by the time they hit their sophomore year, they turn into this amazing adult. And I'm going to tell you, he did, telling you, I didn't know if that was possible. And because that senior year, he really tried me. And he came to me and he goes, I am so proud of you, Mom, and what you've done and what you've accomplished, and really was amazed at how many women I have helped around the country build their own business. And he literally filled me with, you know, like compliments of finally of that he sees value in what I was doing. And that was, I cried. I had picked him up in Ann Arbor, and Belinda, when he was, I was driving home, he was just telling me how proud he was of me. I cried. I literally cried as I'm driving down the highway, and I'm just like, finally, you know?
Right.
Yeah. So that was a pretty amazing time.
That's a good story for all the moms out there that are dealing with that right now. And they do come back and they do start to appreciate all the things, mm-hmm. even when we think they're not watching or that doesn't matter. Everything that we're modeling for them, they do take in. And I think there is this sudden awareness of, wow, like, my mom is the bomb.
Yeah, exactly.
It takes a little bit of time for sure. So polar opposite to that, why don't you share with us one of your greatest challenges that you faced, and then how did you work through that?
I would say there was a couple challenges I've hit, and the first one, I'm going to call it, we called it Surviving Oprah 2005. The bra we were selling back in 2005 just happened to be one of Oprah's favorite items in May of 2005. Well, you've heard about what happens to Oprah when she mentions a book that you have her book club. We sold out. And in the lingerie industry, it takes 6 to 8 months to get your inventory back in. So we were out of stock from June of 2005 to January 2006, probably. Oof. We had very little stock. And if you think about it, we have a sales force that is commission only. So we had to communicate to both our customers and our sales force. We tried to refund customers' money for the lengthy back order, and the customers would yell at us on the phone, do not refund me. Do not take me out of that line. Leave me in line. I will wait. I mean, I'm like, I am holding your money for 6 months. Your bra is not coming. I don't care. Do not take me out of line. And that was really trying. So in 2006, it was kind of funny. We had shirts made that said, we survived Oprah 2005. But keeping a small company and keeping inventory in so many sizes, 32A to 44H, that's 53 sizes of bras, and that we've been doing this for so many years, it made us had to be better planners and work closely with our factories. Another thing was when we started the company, with $500 and a great idea. So it wasn't like we started with a lot of money. So we've always been just, you know, having enough money to pay for the inventory. And there was never a big investment from a banker or anything like that. So just this year, I have a new partner and he's invested in Essential Bodywear and he's invested in more inventory. So we have a larger assortment of products to make us bigger and better. And I have to tell you, it's pretty exciting to say that July was up 80% and August is trending the exact same way. So it's pretty exciting. That was a challenge, and we made it through it.
Absolutely. And knowing you for all these years, I can remember that challenge. And I'm also glad that I'm able to see this great, huge success that you're having right now. It's super exciting and lots of really great things going on there. So I just couldn't be happier for you, honestly.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. And you've been with us through the thick and the thin. I'm like, you've seen it.
Yeah, it's been a wild ride, hasn't it?
It is. And I have to tell you, it's like I have to keep pinching myself that it's so exciting right now. And I'm so excited to see where we're going. And again, it's just that investment of money and that investment with this company to take it to the new level. It's very exciting.
Great. So what's working from your happy place mean to you? It's our big question that we like to ask everyone on the show. It's kind of the theme of our show. So what would you say that means to you?
It's funny because happiness to me is a choice. It's you choose to be happy. I enjoy doing what I do. I find real enjoyment in helping others find growth in their businesses and watch them develop as leaders. Personally, I love the fact that I can also work from anywhere, which is now today, I think most people can say that you can work from pretty much anywhere. I was very fortunate to be a working mom and still have the perks to be with the kids, you know, activities as they were growing up and going to, because as a working mom, sometimes you do feel guilty that you're not at the Halloween parade. So I love the fact that my office was not very far from the schools where I could pop over and do that. So personally, I always enjoyed that fact of it. This year, my daughter was a senior this year, and you had to do the whole spring break thing. And it was really nice to be able to take my daughter on a senior trip to Punta Cana, but I was able to also work from there. So, you know, as you know, your teen kids sleep in, I was able to get several hours of work before anybody was up and, you know, moving and stuff like that. And for years, as we were growing the business, I always enjoyed taking one child at a time on the road with me just so that they could see parts of the United States and see in what I actually do. So that's kind of just working from my happy place. And like I said, I think happiness is a choice, and you can choose to be happy or you can choose not to be. And I choose to be happy.
That's awesome. So what advice would you give to others who want to be entrepreneurs? You certainly have been the huge example of being an entrepreneur. So what would you say to them?
Honestly, if you see a need in the market, like you said, there's no magic thing out there that you have to invent that, you know, is, you know, not out there. But if you see a need in the market and you know how to fix it, then go for it. I met a lady yesterday that started a business that she was helping adult people that are handicapped. And so she goes into the homes and she helps them. She saw a need and she went after it. That it can be anything. It doesn't have to be a product. It can be a service. But if you see a need and you know how to fix it, then go for it. One of the things that I always say, I never want to say shoulda, woulda, coulda. That would really make me mad. Like, that is not me. If you have an idea, put a business plan down together, bounce it off a few friends. That's always a nice idea too. And I liked your idea. Like, if you want to be a florist, go work at a florist shop. See if you actually really like it. But if you see a need in the market, then fill it.
Absolutely. So tell us about some new and exciting things that you're working on and that you think our listeners would benefit from.
Okay. Well, we just got back. We had our Bravo, which is our annual conference. And so we introduced some new kit programs at conference, which we're really excited about that, along with a fast start program. If you know anything about direct selling, it all comes down to the kit and your fast start and getting the person out to be successful. That was probably one of the most exciting things there at Bravo, was introducing those couple of things. It was like, I don't think they listened to anything we said after that. It was like, oh my gosh, you know.
I agree.
We couldn't reel them back in. But we're also working on new bras that will be revolutionizing the bra world. We're working on a whole new luxury panty line that will be coming out late this fall. We have our number one selling bra of all time. I think we're almost to like 800,000 sold on the Abby bra. That has been our best seller. That has been crazy seller. Let's see. I also love the fact that working with our field and listening to them of how this bra has changed their life and what it means to them. I love the fact that we're getting more and more of those new Essential Bodywear representatives that we can help change their life to. We have the best strapless bra out there. I'm telling you, I tell the story all the time with our strapless bra. I'm not exactly small chested. So years ago, we were out doing a show at, it was like a big women's show, and Richard Simmons was there. If you remember who Richard, this is before he went into hiding, but Richard Simmons was there and he was on stage and he invited a bunch of us up on stage to exercise with him. Again, I get plucked out of the crowd. I get up there and I exercise with my strapless bra on and a strapless dress, because I'm not dressed for it. I'm dressed for my event. And I got up there and exercised with it. My strapless bra stayed up the whole time.
Oh, that's like, awesome.
Yes. I'm like if I could give a testimonial to our product, I'm like, there you go. If you saw me, you would know I'm not a small-chested person. And getting out there and exercising with Richard Simmons and working up a sweat, and my strapless bra never moved. It was pretty amazing. But we're working on many more bras. I have some other things that we're working on. I'm kind of keeping secret there. But again, a luxury panty line. We just introduced a men's underwear line too, which was really exciting. I think the women went crazy over that at our Bravo. But lots of things we're working on.
I think they went crazy over those male models that were modeling that underwear. What do you think?
Yes, I think so too. I do.
Oh, absolutely. Well, this has been really awesome, Carrie. Thank you so much for sharing all of your insights and wisdom and telling us a little bit more about the whole bra industry. And like you said, it is the foundation, and everybody needs a really good foundation. And it is one of women's greatest challenges. 85% mm-hmm. of women are in the wrong bra, and they hate bra shopping. So you're providing a service that really helps women to simplify this and make it fun in the process, which I absolutely love. So how can people find out more about you? How can they reach you? How can they connect with Essential Bodywear?
Oh, easy. They could go to our website, essentialbodywear.com. We have a rep locator there that you can plug in your zip code and you can find a rep near you. If there isn't a rep close to you, because we, again, we're just under 500 reps in 35 states, we have many of our reps that do a lot of virtual fittings. So you could always schedule a virtual fitting where you can do it over Skype or you could do it over FaceTime. They'll show you how to measure and get you into the right bra. I would recommend that. You can always, you know, go on social media and same thing, go to our Facebook page. But literally, I would probably just go to the website, put in my zip code, contact a rep. I always say, you know, take the challenge. You know, you want to, we always say our bra is so great. And the only way you're going to find out is if you try it. So
that's awesome. Well, thank you so much for being a guest with us today, and congratulations on all of your successes, and gosh, I'm just excited to see what the future holds here for Essential Bodywear.
Oh, me too, Belinda, and thank you so much.
Thanks for joining us at Work From Your Happy Place. If you like what you hear, please share it with your friends, and be sure to rate and review us on iTunes or Stitcher. For a free gift on finding your own happy place, please visit workfromyourhappyplace.com. And click on the free audio button. Thanks again for listening.